Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul told the Philippians that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Philippians 2:15. Those same conditions prevailed when John the Baptist began the work of preparing the way for the Lord. Matthew 3:3. That was John's reason for preaching. Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew 3:8 and 9. Our Lord also confronted perversity and crookedness as He worked and preached in Judea and in Galilee. He continually exhorted men and women to turn from their wickedness and to embrace the truth of God's holy word. Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man." Matthew 15:19 and 20. What was the purpose for which both Jesus and John the Baptist were preaching? Were they simply getting their kicks from condemning people and threatening them with hell? Did they have a divine mission to turn men from Satan to the Savior, from sin to salvation? In the model prayer, Jesus said to God the Father, "Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven." Matthew 6:10. And how, dear friends, is the will of God done in heaven? Do you honestly think the angels in heaven quarrel, fight, and abuse each other? Do any of them ever object to the Father's will by saying, "But Lord, I would prefer to do it my way"? The angels live perfectly in harmony with the will of Almighty God. Paul says men on earth continually come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. In heaven, the angels exist to please God every second of the day. There is none who does evil, no, not one. How can we ever achieve the goal for which Jesus prayed, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven"? We certainly shall not reach perfection in this world, a fact we know from reading the Scriptures and from knowing our own hearts. But with the Lord's help and with the support of faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, we can so live as to have God's divine approval. Paul told the Philippians, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or to have laid hold, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:13 and 14. Later in the same epistle, Paul wrote, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4:13. What God desires for us is powerfully spelled out in the Bible. He commands us to hear His word, to believe it, and to obey it. The Hebrew writer informs us, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." We must confess our faith before men and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. But initial obedience does not mean we are doing the will of God in earth as it is done in heaven. That certainly is a good start, but it is only a start. God demands that His children study the Scriptures. How can we know what the will of God is unless we go to the only source which provides that knowledge? We are to add the Christian graces and produce the fruit of the Spirit. If we do these things, we shall have an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 2:12. Thank you for listening.